Ja, dann schon. Dann sind die Jüdung aus dem Tempel, dann ist der Schogedoina, der Chudoina, die Dritte, die Dinge, Mushi, Junju, Shadama, Taj, dann wird ja auch mit aus dem Tempel.
You have been distributed a sheet, ja.
So, dann,
I wanted to do this. Perform this ceremony of generating the awakening mind, but perhaps we will go through the text of Shantideva first, and then at the end we will perform this ceremony.
Daniela, ada zawa shiro, chuju de disumduwa.한계된지라고 这边有希望是这边有希望是这边有希望是这边有希望是这边有希望是这边有希望是这边有希望是这边有希望是这边有希望是这边有希望是这边有希望是这边有希望是这边有希望是这边有希望是这边有希望是这边有希望是这边有希望是这边有希望是这边有希望是这边有希望是这边有希望是这边有希望是这边有希望是这边有希望是这边有希望是这边有希望是这边有希望是这边有希望是这边有希望是这边有希望是这边有希望是这边有希望是这边有希望是这边有希望是这边有希望是这边有希望是这边有希望是这边有希望是这边有希望是这边有希望是这边有希望是这边有希望是这边有希望是这边有希望是这边有希望是这边有希望是这边有希望是这边有希望是这边有希望是这边有希望是这边有希望是这边有希望是这边有希望是这边有希望是这边有希望是这边有希望是这边有希望是这边有希望是这边有希望是这边有希望是这边有希望是这边有希望是这边有希望是这边有希望是 고물로 주기 다 춘이 되봐 춘이 되봐 나라리야 아니 지들 매이 닭에 그 나서 짐에 짐어째 지들 매이 낭죽나 아니 짐어친 줄 거민 딸 대신 외사 와 있음 내자 나서 짐어째 그래서 라인트 루는데 간다 외세기 내자 나서 왜 짐어디 외색 다 간다 디니시에 된중을 대관한 시에버디기 외색이 짐어디 지그레스 짐어 장주로스 아니 외세의 샘디 라크 아니 가서 우리 그게 간다 차대 그게 맘에 인도 자네 다 간다 지시 외세만 이노스 다 송대야 다 디기 간다 샘딩 짐어다 샘니부디 다 캐봐도 와 지나 샘코라 정신지 외사와 사이 시행이야래 다른 거 아주 니니 차연한 차샤네 차단 걸로 배 숙청부 시부시 여댕이지 뭐 샘 치시 먼저 주고 드시도 차단 먼저 주되기 매바디 아주 통도 와 니네 나바 개베 샘니 미치 줄라 퉁어시 현재 쇼도 와 유직을 민네 투직을 아니 변화 시장다 참반이 우리 유직을 민네 투직을 그 계속 말해 가려서는 그 겨차도 나바 겨차도 와 레디이네 퉁어시 유소소이네래 야나 유직이네 퉁어시 전에 참반제야다 시장제야 용도 와 자 뒤에 갔다 된 것을 봐이나 소용을 안 줘 샘디 거래식 술 내봤을 때면도 루머 되는 때 되는지 점을 이들 루머로 차 되는지 자 이런 이들 안에 다 점을 이들이 차지네 그 뒤지 차는 집에 있네 따로 내 되는지 맨날 차 니네 가서 러버는 가서 캐닝을 러버는 시 뉴몽 지 인신자래야 때 럭시샤 친실로 올라차 자 이제 인들 대당 진단 계획 로직 이해되었다 진단계별로 로 든든샤베인들 덮쳐 유대 가지고 또 정신샤대도 와. 자, 늦지기다 내지 와네. 간다 정말 루브로 임 직접. 다디네 정말 루브로 님부터면 돼 여바다. 모친지로 로임 받다 디샤네 거다 루브로 직차. 그다다 디년부 차디 차지네 그 윤전되면서 니네 그 섬을 땜에 연대차 그 섬을 땜에 연대한 뒤 곰심바 배수 짤마다 땜에 그거 봐 직차 니네 땜샘 뒤 땜땜바를 쓰거래 다 뒤에 땜땜바 삼다한 뒤 공연왕신다고 삼다는 땜땜바 삼다 했으면 누가 다 이룰래 이룰 담으면 멍구 지 예배 인주자네 드네그탄의 삼당은 이루라고 디디 땡땡바라 지금 처음에 누워 자 따도 삼당은 푸부 푸야도 대연주 육매샘스라 디강도 토기 그래 토마도 탐은 차와서 토마도 탐은 외다 육매샘 디강에다 삼당을 보이는 땡땡바 써야 돼 뭐다 삼을 거야 누가 자 따 디시야바 가서 우리 보기 세부치니 여대바디 알라민권에 통용구야 그래
At the beginning, I would like to make a few comments about related to the opening salutation verse of Nagarjuna's Fundamental Wisdom of the Middle Way, where Nagarjuna pays homage to the Buddha for teaching the nature of teaching of dependent origination. So where he states that Buddha taught the path for total pacification and total calming of the conceptual elaborations by means of understanding the nature of dependent origination. So this ultimate nature of reality of dependent origination refers to the emptiness that we spoke about. And the point Nagarjuna is making here is that it is by means of internalizing and embodying that insight of into dependent origination that one brings to an end all the conceptual elaborations. The question then is, you know, what makes it possible for us to attain this total pacification of conceptual elaborations by means of cultivating the insight into dependent origination. In other words, the wisdom of emptiness. What makes this possible is because of the basis that we all possess within ourselves naturally. And here I'm referring to the presence of Buddha nature in all of us. And as pointed out in Maitreya's Uttara Tantra, Sublime Continuum, where he explains how the Buddha's enlightened activities permeate all sentient beings and how the pollutants of the mind are adventitious and how each and every sentient being possesses the essence of Buddhahood. Similarly, there's a very clear or explicit statement of this in Nagarjuna's praise or hymns to the ultimate expanse, where he gives the analogy of metal armor which can be cleansed by burning into fire, where the armor still remains intact, although the dirt are. So it is a special kind of probably woven clothes or dress which. By burning, one can clean the dirt, but the clothes remains intact. In a similar manner, Nagarjuna says that the pollutants of the mind can be cleansed through the wisdom of understanding the deeper nature of reality, ultimate nature of reality, but the clear light of the mind, the basic clear light mind, remains intact. So what this suggests is that the pollutants of the mind that obscure and defile our mind are first of all removable in principle, and also they are advantages. They are not essential part of the mind itself. So one needs to be able to differentiate between the basic mind and the afflictions that pollute the mind. So afflictions are the pollutants, and the basic quality of the mind is this clear light. And so what we find here is that and even in our day-to-day experience, from our own personal experience, we can become aware of how the basic mind and the afflictions are different, distinct. For example, even though an individual may be very prone to a particular type of emotions like anger or attachment or lust, but even in that case, the person is fully aware that these, the lust or anger, it does not remain all the time in that individual's mind. So what this suggests is that the basic mind itself is neutral, and it is the pollute, the emotions, the afflictive emotions that arise and color it and then permeate it. But so far as, as long as the individual is conscious, as long as consciousness remains manifest in that individual, the afflictions arise and then subside. They do not remain constant all the time. So what this suggests is the kind of the temporal nature of these pollutants, the afflictions. Furthermore, we also, as we discussed yesterday, furthermore, we also know that these afflictions are rooted in a distorted way of seeing things, and they involve a lot of falsification and distortion. And because of this, we also know that these afflictions have their opposing counterfactors or counterforces. So when you compare the two, between the pollutants on the one side and their counterforces on the other, the antidotes on the other, the difference is that in the case of the pollutants, because they are grounded in ignorance, because they involve distortion, and they are distorted states of mind, they have no grounding in reality and reason. And secondly, in contrast, the antidotes, the counterforces, such as loving kindness or wisdom and insight and so on, these not only directly oppose these pollutants, but also they have valid grounding in reason and experience, so they have a much greater stability. So furthermore, these antidotes, the counterforces such as loving kindness, compassion and so on, they have a very stable foundation or very stable basis, because they are unlike physical qualities, they are mental qualities, and because of this, these qualities are much more enduring. And it is on this on these premises we understand that the basic mind is, the nature of the mind is a clear light, and the pollutants are advantageous, and therefore they are removable. And now the question is, in what way we can understand the stability of the basis of these mental qualities? Now here, when we talk about the mind as the basis of these qualities, we cannot understand these in terms of the sensory experiences, because the sensory experiences are again quite ephemeral. They are on a more consciousness, and many of our thoughts and emotions again are not that stable. So the stability of the basis of these mental qualities is best understood if we understand these qualities being grounded in the basic clear light Buddhist texts refer to as the innate mind, the ever-present innate mind. And on the explanation, on the description of what such an innate mind is and what these characteristics are, and then we find the clearest explanation in the Vajrayana, particularly in the highest yoga tantra texts.
Chigi 见到天了，那说谁的也确实可见啊，给可努力有过的。所以，他提了呀，南西的，哎呢，我们是米吕布，这个的，这来百度了说吧，说了的，把他这顶这个炸的，他顶这个顶顶的，写了这个有他就是不的，顶这是因为印章，米吕了顶的呗，写了这个了，当然个米写了写了都了贵了的，但是你就在那。真的的，个绿地的田地也差的个了，绿地干了干着的，个田的干着是啥呢？田把光干着的。但是呢，个绿地田菜把空隙了，田了田呢，谁的我家的绿库朗给菜把里边去了呢？绿土里边的菜把里边去了呢？但是鸟儿少些的。是的，三姐妹兄弟送不赢呢，但个谁的我家的重要的是，啊，这里面就是呢，但的。
So we find differentiations made in the mental world in terms of different levels of subtlety and grossness. And this seems to be actually quite obvious because even in our day-to-day experience, we can understand different levels of experience. For example, the experiences during the waking state, the consciousness during the dream state, during the deep sleep states, and so on. So there seems to be subtleties in our experiences of consciousness during these moments. So when we speak of consciousness, the term shepa, which is sometimes translated as awareness as well, it connotes something that one is aware of, kind of a conscious state, but it need not necessarily relate to a conscious state of awareness. It may also refer to a more underlying potential. So for example, in a deep sleep, although the individual may not experience a conscious state of awareness, but the potential still remains, so that when confronted with the condition, immediately the conscious awareness can arise. So, and if we examine these different this whole spectrum of our experience of consciousness, within these, a large part of that conscious experience of consciousness, will be contingent upon the physiology of the sentient being. So in the case of human beings, it'll be primarily contingent upon our brain, the neurons and the processes and so on. And because of this, we call our consciousness human consciousness and our awareness human awareness, because it is contingent upon a particular physical embodiment. The question then is, are all dimensions of human consciousness contingent upon the human body? So of course a large part of our experience of consciousness is contingent upon the brain activity. The question then is, what is it that makes cognitions have this quality of awareness, this quality of luminosity? Now here it is a very significant question, and of course a very complicated issue. The Buddhists would argue that in so far as the basic quality of that clarity of the mind is concerned, this clear light mind is concerned, this is not contingent upon a physical basis. And therefore Buddhism talks about the origination and arising of consciousness in terms of its own continuum. And it is on the basis of the continuum of this subtle consciousness we also understand the idea of rebirth and so on. Of course, this is a matter of great inquiry and complexity as well.
Tensan Tsenri Nalol, that in the Labada Namshik, the God, Chick, Namshik, Kasuri, Namshin, Namdo, Sergi, Lulia, you work in the studio, Penner, Payungi, 다 님십 중에 축셉천 로디글라 샤디도와 샤 인디스도와.
And of course, these days there's a growing interest among the scientists to try to understand the mechanics by which mental processes such as thoughts and emotions and so on can bring about an effect on the biological brain level. So it's becoming a very interesting field of study.
전에다 저 다들이 인도 안데 진대 negative, rubber lubber, shiver, want to give a negogi, shiver net on chickeny, got a needy chick, the new may shiver, tangan never negola, rubber shiver, gana mother, young to marry. The inaya, rubber shiver, did ye, siri rubata. Chatelaya, sirigi, nubajit waterlia. 대 영사들 외세 육매 외세 그 직전에 내린 거야 알아봐다. 자 지난 인류자네 안다 외세 그 직전에 첩대버지 해지래. 따이나야 육매 시바 냐직 계시에도 루보르지 가고야 알아. 낭제 토슴 다 런시 계주 군도 대내에는 낭제 토슴 지디 가네 아니. 가베 제일 사대바디 다 뉴메웨세 즉 랑즈버식 다 사대야 디 말이 저다 디 영어리야 아니 건강 알람이 숨네 샤샤바 지 저룬 저룬 그냥네 디디 다 저할리리 그래
so what we find is broadly two categories of consciousness. On the one hand are those grosser levels of consciousness which are adventitious, which are ephemeral, and then on the other side you have a category of consciousness which are subtle and innate, and they have their nature as innate and ever present. So between these two, in order for the innate subtle level of consciousness to become fully manifest and remain in order for this to fully manifest and be present alone, the grosser levels of consciousness, the adventitious processes of mind and emotions and thoughts have to come to an end. So it's by bringing to an end the processes of the grosser levels of consciousness that the innate mind is made manifest, fully present. And it is, although even the grosser levels of consciousness are in principle permeated by the subtle level of consciousness, subtle quality of consciousness of clear light, but in order for the clear light innate mind to fully become manifest, the grosser levels of consciousness has to come, has to be dissolved. And so with respect to this, we find methods, meditative practices in the highest yoga tantra that involve the practices of channels, employment of channels and the winds and the vital drops and so on. And it is through these kind of meditation practices one is able to withdraw and dissolve the grosser activities of the grosser levels of consciousness.
나 자 드레인 인도자네 안다 군진로 자연셰베 좀더 자연 나노리아 디스토와 유주 땡장 년부 척배 칠스 어 칠수 땡장 년부 척배 칠스다 치조 치매조 유도 오면 면제 따가다 돌람다 유도 오면 면제리아 치매조 땡야리스 뉴몽베 집어다 아잔잔디 시제 집어 땡야리스 자 니나 추베 치매도 진짜 땡야리 chimezo ten yoredi, ine di nyambuti ten yomaris, nyambu tudu ten yomaris, chisu ten yom, nyambu chop pechir. Zara ta yuzu ten yam, yuzhen chop pechirs. Yuju zo tuni chamundi mare. Yuju vese chamundi, tuni chamundi. Yuju vese tuni chamundi. Parado chimbe, any shungalia, chimba, ten already in a tin jeji, using you as a tasha tawadi, ten maris. Yuzu danger, using chocolate chir. That again, the tizu danger, yambu chocolate chir. That dig it on the she did chungcha, mal and dominus. That she did tasha taw, de pasopuke, mosupuke, bongji, yambu de, any. Nga lami kumne sungshewe nyungme wese ta nanjot kene nyungme wese ta tunyi towe ata tiki tala kasa ike tala chindewe tala shetewe tunyi nyungme wese di tunyi musumtu towe hangdong le ya ta kaya chike dindeshi ma chungpa do nyong tuk ma re isi di ini tiba pang tuk ma re isi dinde indi shi di chungta nga len 2 minutes di songi
because of these points, Jamyang Shepa at the towards the end of his root lines on Indian philosophies makes the following statement by comparing Sutra, the perfection of vehicle, and Vajrayana, tantric vehicle. He says that although in the Sutra vehicle, the perfection vehicle, and the highest object, which is referring to emptiness, the subtlest emptiness, has been presented, but the supreme subjective experience of that emptiness has not been has been concealed. Similarly, although the deepest understanding of the nature of the defilements are presented in the sutra teachings, the perfection teachings, however, the highest antidote to these afflictions have been concealed. Therefore, he explains the highest by the highest object is the emptiness, but the highest subjective experience that has been concealed in the perfection of vehicle that Jamyang Shepa is referring to is the experience of emptiness, direct experience of emptiness, on the level of the innate mind of clear light, and that has been hidden in the sutra teachings. Similarly, similarly, the deepest understanding of the defilements have been explained, but the subtle defilements have been explained, but the highest antidote against these to these defilements have not been, has been concealed. And here again, he's referring to the cultivation of the penetrative insight on the level of focused on emptiness, on the level of clear light lens, that the subtle obscurations to omniscience can only be removed by means of the practice of Vajrayana, highest yoga tantra, and not perfection vehicle.
Chazangata, Java Nyeshi Sagi, Sikdina Lola, and the Zasho Sumbekadula, most of the Sungi Amari, the Dresheti, Chazan Tebuchuna, that.
So the point is that when we reflect deeply upon a statement such as in Nagarjuna's salutation verse, where he talks about total pacification of all conceptual elaborations or total calming of all conceptual elaborations, although in Nagarjuna's own text he's not making explicit references to Vajrayana teachings, but in order to fully understand the implications of that statement, the idea of total pacification of all conceptual elaborations, one needs to bring together the understanding of the teachings of the entire Buddhist path of perfection vehicle of Mahayana, teachings of the lesser vehicles, and also the teachings of the Vajrayana, highest yoga tantra as well.
That Kazanga to the Nimusum, Chenji Chayagi, Nimatangu de Dinshi, Chenny, Tebuchi Tumung, Da Kasore, 제 라무르 다체 다제네 가서 시진기 슝기 다 드셔마 비스 슈제 다데 태버침베 슝체 택진 도대셔체 다제네 들이 자와시르보다 최주 이와 침리기 타네 디더만 데님 엔다 마크 캐버티 슈제 다가다 태버슝 나스제바 나스제베 지지셔르지
So in these 3 days of teachings, what I've tried to do in my introductory comments is to try to present a kind of a general overview, an introduction to the entire spectrum of the Buddha's teachings. So in the first day, the Nalanda tradition. His Holiness is asking Professor Thurman his opinion. What do you think of calling Nalanda tradition?
He agreed.
So on the first day, by explaining primarily the teachings of the Four Noble Truths, what we have covered is the foundational teachings of the Buddhist path, which is common to all Buddhist schools, so that we have covered the foundational elements, or foundational teachings, or foundational practices of the Buddhist path. And on the second day, opening with comments on the subject matter, the explicit and implicit subject matter of the Perfection of Wisdom scriptures, I presented a brief introduction to the key elements of the great vehicle, the Mahayana path. And today, opening with comments on Nagarjuna's salutation verse, and particularly focusing on the expression, pacification of all conceptual elaborations, I've made a brief introduction to the key ideas of the Vajrayana path, particularly the highest yoga tantra. So that means that in these 3 days, you have been given a basic introduction to the overall approach of the Buddhist path, not the Nalanda tradition.
Tan lojong tadi ne je dwa ke de tel du nge ve ta la menu chin mi song chen la ve ina da da chen ji du nge de gi ram ta ga nu mi dwa chan ge ba da che wa ske ma chen la ve ina ta ga nu gu ya na da ma ong be du nge de 지금 마용야 탑시 안에 최고 안 민도 가르쳐서 마음배 동네 걸어 죽줄이 서리 인도 안 넣어야 겸이도 와 그래서 마음바이 동네 눈이 채는 대지 숨스 다하게 되는 용량배 남부로 또 어디 로봇대에서 다 마음배 동네 뒤 내 숨고를 가르쳐서나 다대가 되다 마음배 가도 찍어버렸을 거 아니나 다 배지 뭐지 증지 시기야 유주정신 만드는 시에 걸 그도 그도도 맞아 용용이야 말해서 떠봐라 유주정신 제니언 되게 알아. 자들이 인도 나한테 뭐지 증진기 등진 그 등진 뒤에 직세. 대다 님도리야 다 뭐지만 제 등에게 나 수투가 랑자와 줄로리야 그 리도 봐. 자들이 인도 자네 시한다 나슬럽나 빼대. 저함에들 직차 마음배 나슬라베이나 마음배 내 동에 슬라베이나 때 뭐지 징징기 다 찌기다 동행이 메인도 사는 게 숨그리 사죠 롤리기도 와 세상아 다기 되니 용냐베 몽바나 동네디 녜뉴그리 스르자네 그것이 증진기다 다기 가서 그랬지 나올슬림도 와 다기다 가서 그래 로슬림도 와 다고 오냐베 로슬림도 와 되는데 다기 되니 용냐베 딘데기 로디 야우삼다노 나버리스 자신은 그것이 증진기 등진고 지로 로리 니네 다 무실마 예도를 지금 라와와 풍불로 떼범해봐 라와로 실로를 샤대야디 논주리 록도리스 나버로 또디 록버디스 니들 쉬운 신이라 깨와양의 신이인 가다 니그 소소라 떼네 다시베 다시 시기베 인디자네 다 소소소 가다 그걸 득신내다로 그 매달매달 찾으잖아요. 그 텔레텐베 다디 매달 찾아요. 빼나 로시베 그두기 풍부 셈베 그두기 다셰베 나디 슈누이바레 풍부 개베 내거기 풍부로 떼내 다베 나디 갬부인바레 그러나 갬부디 슈누이를 다바지 말아봐. 그러다고 갬부 나디 갬부를 떼내 다셰베 다 찾아요. 그래서 그 득시 친일로 모르고 그 누르잖아요. 다섯 대배 딱 주고에 애는 매달매달 샤 용구도 가. 그 무시적인 배이나 애는 그 덕실로 떼는 딱한 마인 배. 그걸 라왕 건데 두 대배 집배이나 애는 무시적인 그 대마로 차 초구도 가. 네 말을 받아. 사실 이 배인 듯하네. 시원 신일로 깨와야니 신일인.
Now we will begin, go back to Shantideva's text and reading from verse 97. So here, Shantideva continues with the argumentation and dealing with the objections that you know that might naturally come to our mind with respect to the need to relieve others' suffering. So Shantideva raises the objection that if, you know, why should, if someone, you know, has the thought, why should I, you know, be concerned about relieving other people's suffering because they do not affect me at all? Then Shantideva says that in that case, you should not, by that logic, you should not be concerned about your own future sufferings because they don't affect you right now at this point. And then one could respond to this, which is presented in verse 98, that yes, although my future sufferings are not real now, but I will experience them in the future, and therefore, you know, I should make efforts to prevent myself from the future sufferings. So Shantideva here then analyzes why is it, you know, rational to think that, you know, working to relieve future suffering is okay and not relieving others' suffering. So Shantideva points out that in fact this idea that the, you know, one's own future suffering is must be removed is based upon, quite often, upon certain false assumptions. One is that we tend to conflate the temporal stage of one's own being. So and this is we tend to have a sense that this present me is the same person who is going to be experiencing those pain in the future. So there is a conflation of time, which is often the case with respect to thoughts. You know, thoughts, unlike sensory experiences which are more immediate, thoughts tend to relate to events and things whereby they would conflate time, space, and even the identities of the objects that they relate to. So Shantideva points out that in fact underlying this idea of the identity across time is a belief in permanence. And similarly, and there is also underlying this a notion of some kind of independent self that remains unchanging through or across time. So Shantideva points out that both of these assumptions are actually false. So there is no rational basis for making the effort. And in fact, in a sense, we do know that the person who goes through these temporal processes change because the label that we give, the person is a label, and the label that we give is contingent upon the physical and the mental faculties of the mental constituents of the individual. So therefore we talk about a young person, we talk about an elder person, and which implies that the label young person is contingent upon a particular temporal stage of the same individual, and the old person is another label on a different temporal point. So we do acknowledge the differentiations, but still we tend to make the assumption there is one thing, one person, one self that goes across. Then Chandradeva then again subjects this idea, our assumptions, to and reveals its essential irrationality, and says that if one insists that it's the very person who is going to suffer has to relieve his own suffering, then Chandradeva says that by that logic, then the pain of your legs should not be soothed by your hands. So because the hand is not your leg, so therefore the leg should relieve its own pain, not by hand. We could probably in the case of some animals we could reverse it. So
give me one agenda.
So here it is, of course, in the context of with relation to human beings. So we cannot say the hands, we cannot say that the hands' pain can be relieved by our legs. Maybe the monkeys can do it, but not the humans.
가서 그게 땡에 딱 쉬어지리 나란도 롤라 땡이 라왕이 예버도 난데 버디 논주리 뒤 준이스 야마레스 나오다도 미드베레 셈베 처마라 소신 소신 준 근데 인도 나 동에 요구도 신세대하게 나 거라 야우스 삼다나 니야야 말이지 동에 장가 대매봐 텐지 수시 왕교스 동에 따고 매봐니 탐제시라 매봐니 동에 인제 대세자 내변 니니 지시자 세네 대달 아니 수 동에 와르슬라나 나 동에 스거르디 마스크 그랬슬라나 니야메도가 자 디네르버티 라지고 마임바 심자 타달이야 동네 나세 마디 니야미도스 자네 요마리스 동네 따고 매바니 탐세 제다 매바니 이네 이나야 나도 로 헨제라 디두 초아 냥수 용기 아래 디두 초아 데바도 민두바 나 대완 데바도 동네 민두바 로 헨제라 랑강게 요아래 아니 따든 제니 니야 요마르디 마다 마제벤 아래야 대와 요아래 동네 요아래 동네 제국이야래 동해 아 동해 제국이야래 대왕군도 제국이야래 대왕 토국이야래 나도 탑다래 중생대 말이 사진이 뭐 이제 자네 다시 결항을 놓으려야 지금 놓을 현지를 지금 가서 우리 그게 축축으로 지금 샤디야 뒤판에 놓아버리디 이네 치 아니 오래 답해 들면 돈 도슬람님 와나 아니 디두 뇽에 걸어 매바 이나 아니 디두 대화 주비하다 동해 세약은 매주 걸어다 치 Any channel, give them ever was, not my over best, Lavina, Tim Maris. Dumins, Tessas, Mada Majeve, Taneve, Molia, Tidu Yore, Tinim by Indu, Dumim in Duba Indu, Dumins Seguris, Dumins in Tessa. Neven in the Chishichas. Da Shengi Dume, La Tona Majeve, Rangi Dumela, Tachiduta, Neve Gon, Razota, Rangi Dume, Sewa, Conor of somebody, any. Shengi Dungela, Missamba, Rangi Dungel, Konala, Ta, Pa, Kazo, Tonaro, Cheshire, Chidadi, Dunge, Chidabachilta, Never Chance, Sosa, Tim Mandibis, Tamje, Tatungi Mindu, Chibari, Mindu Dungi, Tele, any pa, Drendu, you were somewhat Chiba, Tandu, you were somewhat Chibari, Tilim, Indu, Tamje, Dungi, Siguri, Soy, Dungi, Intercession, Never did Jesus.
Then in verse 100, Shantideva then entertains a thought on the part of the opponent or interlocutor. The idea that yes, maybe my assumptions that are false. The idea that there is one person across time, and there is a person that is independent of the temporal stages. Maybe these assumptions are irrational, but still, you know, I am going to persist in my, attempt to relieve my future sufferings and my own sufferings. And then Shantideva responds to this by pointing out that this, however, is not an appropriate approach on the part of a practitioner who is engaged in a pursuit where one is trying to sift through our mental. Our awareness, our understanding, and our way of relating to things, and try to cultivate a more rational, more realistic, and more appropriate way of being. Therefore, simply to insist that even though it may be irrational, I'm going to do it anyway, it doesn't really work. So, and then Shantideva then goes on to explain that in actual fact, and the very concept of continuity, collections, and so on, these are constructs of the mind, like garlands and like army. So these are kind of, you know, constructs of the mind where, you know, when we think of parts and whole, properties, things and their properties, and so on. We get the impression as if they are independent of each other. They have distinct self-identifying characteristics. But if that is the case, then one should be able to posit the reality of, say, a whole independent of the parts. But this is not the case. Once we remove the parts away, there is no such thing as a whole. Similarly, when we think of things and properties, once we remove the properties away, then there is no such thing as thing that is independent of these properties. So therefore, Shantideva goes on to explain that the concepts such as continuity and collections and aggregations and so on, these are constructs. Therefore, concepts like self and the continuity are also constructs. And then furthermore, he argues that if you examine deeply, carefully, in fact, the sufferings have no ownership, because normally when we relate to our own pain, we tend to relate it as I'm experiencing pain, I am sick. We have this very strong sense of self, and we have this sense of ownership of that pain and suffering. But if you examine carefully, since the concept of self, independent self, is untenable, in reality there is no ownership to the suffering. So not only it is the case with oneself individual, but also with the relation to others. If you subject them to the same analysis, sufferings do not have true ownership. And then the question is raised, if there is no such thing as self that is experiencing these pain, if sufferings have no owners, then that means what is the point of trying to relieve suffering in the first place? And then here Shantideva says that yes, in actual, on the ultimate level, sufferings have no owners, but on the conventional level, from the perspective of our everyday experience, sufferings do exist. Therefore, they are one must, they deserve to be removed because they are suffering.
Conventional, the ultimate level,
so when you subject them to critical analysis, they are unfindable. They cannot be found. But on an unexamined, everyday, naive, everyday level, then sufferings do exist. And therefore sufferings deserve to be removed by the simple virtue of the fact that they are suffering. So Shantideva explains that all other suffering deserve to be removed. And in fact, our approach of somehow privileging our own suffering as it is something deserving to be removed is an irrational approach, because of all the spectrum of suffering, we are solidifying one particular type of suffering and privileging it. In actual reality, all sufferings deserve to be removed. Little remark on this expression of a critical analysis. When subject to critical analysis, things and events are unfindable. And how, on the level of unexamined, naive perspective, things and events do exist. So when we speak of critical analysis here, we're not talking about everyday analysis. Like, for example, if you if you are concerned that you may be sick, then you need to be examined. You have to go to the doctor, and doctor has to subject you to all sorts of examinations. So we're not talking about those kind of examination or analysis. Similarly, you know, we talk about, you know, I want to do this, I want to do that, and you make observations and so on. What we are concerned with analysis here is a form of analysis that goes beyond the boundaries of our ordinary understanding. So, for example, normally when we relate to the world, when we when we use concepts and thoughts and terms, we relate to the world on the basis of our perception and the appearance of things to us. And if we move beyond the framework of that everyday understanding and discourse, and then to ask what exactly is the true essence of that thing, and then we are entering into the domain of critical analysis, because we are dissatisfied by the framework of the everyday experience. We go beyond and inquire something deeper about the ultimate mode of being of things. So that is what is meant by. So when we do that kind of analysis, then we find that everything is unfindable. They are untenable. For example, we think of ourselves as having some kind of true existence. You know, I'm here. But if you immediately put a question, is it your body that is you, or is it your mind that is you? But where is that I? Immediately, it becomes the concept gets dismantled. Similarly, in Nagarjuna's Fundamental Wisdom of the Middle Way, he subjects the concept of Tathagata, the blessed one, to analysis, and says, are the aggregates of Tathagata the Tathagata, or is it the enlightened mind of the Tathagata, that is the Tathagata, and so on. So when we, for example, as Buddhists, we talk about the Buddha, and if we ask, is the Buddha's body the enlightened being, or is his mind, is speech, that is the true Buddha, or is it his mind, the enlightened mind? Then when you subject anything into that kind of to that kind of critical analysis, then the solidity of the concept, just gets dismantled. So that's what we mean by when subject to critical analysis, things and events are unfindable.
Oh, so that is many adi, many many mare, ko yare di, yadan di, tendishin zani, ni yu yabaji, tala, mare. Such a day may do zane, and the, that is Gareslam, Tian Gareslona, Nangzambati could ten a tabaji chavyota. Could ten a tabacone, could tanya to Tadabajida, Nangzambaji Shadua. That team was submission of a chain to Zane, could turn you money, that condition with something or. So turn you money, do you ever inna? Pachism Pacheva Chugi, turn you more to self set of Rogarity. Go turn you money, do you ever inza? Pa. 타녀도 작삼기 낭삼 대의 멋진벌 코랑기 인루 자가 집에 있는 그 던진거네 주변 똥아래 러시 주변 똥아래 진짜 이번 인도 그 때는 딱삼 멋이 마도 때는 딱고 뭐 인배 던진네 주변 집 매번 인도 때는 딱삼 대의 멋진벌 그봐 자가 집에 있는 자는 이야 매번 이 러시 매번 던진 마도 매번 된다 말이 매니 많이 봐 말이 열에디 여당고 니주 여보지기 여당은 매번 인사하는 거 많이 봐.
So the fact that things and events are unfindable when subject to such critical analysis doesn't imply or indicate their non-existence. Things and events do exist, but what it implies or indicates is their absence of intrinsic existence, absence of independent existence. Because normally when we relate to things, for example, when we speak about the reality, existence of things and events, if we understand them, if we understand them on the basis of their dependent nature, their origination on the basis of mere dependence upon other factors, on their origination and functions in terms of our everyday experience, then there is no problem. The problem is if we go beyond that and try to seek some kind of objective grounding to their reality, some kind of intrinsic essence to them, then if things and events do possess objective reality, then the more we search for their essence, the reality of the phenomena should become more and more clear. The more we subject them to detailed analysis, the lesser their reality, and they seem to sort of become dismantled. So what this suggests is that we should understand so the question is not so much about the existence of things and events. The question is about what is the manner of their existence? What is the mode of being of things and events? So here, if we postulate some kind of objective, independent reality to things, then they should be findable. But when we subject them to critical analysis, the fact that they cannot be found indicates that things and events, and in fact all phenomena, lack such objective, intrinsic reality.
세상에 그 세상 당고서 돼야 돼. 띵중기 때 권한이 있잖니. 칙디 개첩을 차야 돼. 루루구 자식으로 나눠져야. 땡신 대로 중앙과 땡의 동원이 있으시에. 쟁송 돼야 돼. 라비신스 거래. 라비신스 수십을 왜? 힘들어. 라비신스 수십을. 쟤는 동원이 동원이 있으니 쓰대야 돼. 가서 걸어서 나와있는 땡의 땅으로 쓰고 그래. 세상 땡신 대로 중앙. 랑왕그 두배 똥한테라 똥같이 쓰기 위해서 근데 인도 때는 때는 따고 돼 있어 자 근데 인도 그 때는 땡진 대부분 중원지겠다 때는 중원지 인도 그 때는 따고 돼 있어 와 때는 따스럽도 그 랑왕그 두배나 현실을 때는 따고 합니다 와 그걸 모두 레슬럽 죽으러 봐 빼나 산지장 무더 벌리도 나나느냐 모니기 좀나 드니 샤베 초베 때내다가 지자 회사에도 와 치드 치드 지금이란 말이 된다 되리 모니 주대요나 때내다고 말하다 저자고 모니 좀나 대가랑 디제 신의 샤샨 디브리디 딤 미누가 니기 미누가 과이네 삼다는 니기 미누가 저딘데 인데 우투세 다 때내다고 그랬으마도 샤야미도 저 모니 주는 때내다가 지자 사다 되리샤 모니 주는 드니 샤베 초베 얘는 떼는 따고 지샤 송자다 떼리 사다 떼는 따고 시즈단에 그 떼미 랑왕 두부 매버티 고용도 와 사디네 인도 떼는 대번 중앙고 떼는 동반이 있으셔 떼는 떼는 따고 떼이시 디니 우메 라미노 송자네 그 떼는 따고 인도자네 그 따고 인도 떼는 샤고 인도 랑왕 두부 매딩에 땅다트세 떼는 따니 여대버 인도자네 매다트세 얘는 우메 라미노 용도 와 시 우마 사디가 알리기도 와
So this is why I explained yesterday and the day before. It is very important to fully appreciate the significance of Nagarjuna's expression, the suchness in terms of dependent origination, or ultimate reality in terms of dependent origination. So, for example, in his 24th chapter of Fundamental Wisdom of the Middle Way, Nagarjuna makes stanza where he says that whatever is dependently originated, and that has been taught to be empty, and this is dependently designated, and this is the middle way. So what Nagarjuna is suggesting here is that the fact that all phenomena are dependently originated suggests that all phenomena are devoid of a nature that defines them as independent. Their existence and origination can only be understood in the context of dependent relationships. And because of this, nothing possesses an intrinsic, independent nature. And the absence of such independent postulated independent nature is what is meant by emptiness. For example, Buddha Palita in his text mentions says that if things and events possesses intrinsic reality and essence, then when we ask for the defining characteristics of that thing, we can simply point to it and say, this is it. So if that is the case, then that would preclude any potential for dependence upon others. What he's saying is that the existence and reality of things can only be understood in terms of dependent origination. They cannot be understood in terms of some discrete, isolated, independent identity. And in some sense, he's saying that, yes, we need to speak about the reality and existence of things, and since they do not have self-defining essences, we can only talk about the reality of things in dependent terms. So in a sense, the expression of a certain desperation of a limit. And therefore, Nagarjuna's statement that everything, you know, that is dependent on origination, dependently originated, is emptiness, and that is dependently designated, suggests that not only do we understand the origination of things in terms of dependence on others, but also one must understand the identity and the reality of things in terms of dependence upon others. And therefore, in this understanding of dependent origination is the true middle way, because by understanding the dependent reality, we preclude absolutism of essences, and by understanding their dependent nature, we also preclude nihilism, because we understand their reality in a dependent context. That's why it is a true middle way.
제가 공단음식 송셔디 세브르도와 다외는 신세외실 많이 봐요 캐규다 시전에 다외 다양 딘 지루 여러 유변 지루는 신세네 야 도지게 대야도 요소스도 다한데 다외는 신세외실 시전에 다외 정신 시전에 딱하다 낭섬띠 뭐인베 코레 뉴루 컨디시도 다 제게 알레스 다외 정신 제외실 많이 버리스 그 정신 니기면 누가 알아 정신 이해나 제겐 되기 니고야 찍으라 니버는 니베 최겐 그 제니 많이 베고라 캐버리스 진짜 최젠디 제나 많이 버디 최젠 코라 제나 니주 여러 지그 정신 여말봐 자, 근데 이제 최신 많이 봤던 거 최신 기금도 와. 이네 코란 그 정신이 얘나 내버려도 니 거발라. 아니 많이 봤지 캐버리. 자, 근데 이제 다른 정신 제일 많이 봐야 캐줄라서. 많이 덕신 고민배스 많이 봤더니 그 텔라 때네 당시에 최고 정신 제일 주잖아요. 많이 봐리 뒤 덕식 캐금도 와. 뒤 덕식 고민도 와. 많이 덕신 고민배 제일 명성 상말 통스. 역시 들라 때네 딱배 민섭실 하더래지. 다른 신 제외시 많이 봐야 캐줄라. 많이 더신 고민데 제기 민속 함을 통 민섭 되냐 자지 그 태베 접었나 봐다. 다른 여러 사실 사리. 민섭 되기 다 편의 차장 대등에 아들지 디두기 땡생에 디두 채워보 탐지 민섭은 거네셔야 돼. 다 우메다가 타도베 가상에 니지도 없어 손해야 돼. 타녀에게 자야 될때 백하오르샤. 이네 따디 또 삼다나 냐라 즉 인텔리셜 삼는 안에 아 그 때네 따제 따 용그레스 그 때네 깨와 때네 따거지 인도자네 따 규진을 떼와 그다 규진지 시향한제 패는 저거 친구도와 그 때네 따고 매나 띠구도와 그 때네 따고 인도자네 그 정신이 똥으로와 근데 이제 런신이 똥 인상 존재 태기도 와 런신이 똥상 제부 줄 뛰기도 와 런신이 똥상 균 제부 깨도도 와 균 제부 깨에 차와치기도 와 누가도 와 시 존재 런신이 좀나 때밤에 와 때밤에나 아니 존재 되게 돈에 손을 시 근시 깨네 깨봐 대마지 달라 깨에 런신 여만이 손대야 돼 따다도 와 사제리 다가는 신기 러시아 땅에 들어서네 어 땅에 인사 다 누구지도 용비 삼았지 근데 지금 과야고 차윤도 소소 소화로 여대로 차가 있는 요직 통윤도 요 통 잠기 왔다 러시아 쪽에 매 삼았지 근데 로비고 통삼 니네 오늘 러시아 땅 땅을 방해가 차이 되지 이거 아 이거래 왔다 뒤 한단 동안 투무 오면 따와 시작할 때
So here, a passage in Kongdang's text is quite helpful, where Kongdang writes in a verse, because the cultivation of the view seeks the ultimate reality of things. So when it analyzes and subjects things and events to critical analysis, and the fact that things cannot be found indicates that this intrinsic nature, the intrinsic reality and the essence is negated. But generally, simple unfindability does not coincide with non-existence. The fact that you cannot find something doesn't mean it doesn't exist. But if the searching is done by a form of inquiry, that if that thing is there and it should be findable, and then as a result of the inquiry, if it's not found, then that can be seen as constituting a negation. And because the philosophical view that seeks to understand the nature of reality inquires into the essential nature of things, ultimate reality of things, and when it fails to find such essence, that indicates the negation of that essence. And then, but this unfindability, this culmination of unfindability does not, however, negate the reality of the object itself upon which one is making the inquiry, because the object is the basis upon which the inquiry is being made is a conventional reality. So what we find in the aftermath of this inquiry is mere name, mere label, mere designation. And then he goes on to say that, however, it is on the level of this mere name and mere designation, one has to find a way of understanding the functionality of everything, cause and effect relationships, good and bad distinctions, and so on. And here is the critical point. As Tsongkhapa explains, that the ability to posit a robust reality of causal relationships, and distinctions of good and bad, right and wrong actions and so on, while negating the intrinsic essence to everything. So on the level of mere name and mere designation, to be able to posit a reality of everyday world, this is the challenge, this is the most difficult point of the Madhyamaka path. And so... So, because of this difficulty, Chantakirti in his text talks about the extreme difficulty of fully appreciating the subtlety of the understanding of emptiness. And in his auto commentary on that particular passage, he says that great masters like Vasubandhu and Dharmapala and so on, have been unable to fully appreciate the implications of the teachings on dependent origination, and in fact, out of fear for the deeper implications of dependent origination, they have abandoned.
Because they
view the idea that things and events do not possess intrinsic reality as constituting nihilism. So from Chantakirti's point of view, the failure to fully understand emptiness is a result of their fear for the deep, the full implications of the teachings of dependent origination. So he lists, in fact, people like masters like Vasubandhu and Dharmapala as falling into that category. So the point is that, you know, one needs to have a very deep understanding of the intimate relationship between two ideas. On the one hand, there is dependent origination, and on the other hand, emptiness of inherent existence. And by reflecting deeply upon these two concepts and relating them to each other, one needs to find a way of equating them so that the dependent origination, understanding of dependent origination, arises in terms of emptiness, and understanding of emptiness arises in terms of dependent origination, so that when you reflect deeply upon emptiness, it immediately conveys the idea of dependent nature of everything. And when you reflect deeply upon the dependent nature of everything, it should convey naturally the understanding that nothing possesses inherent existence and inherent essence. So on the at the beginning, one needs to cultivate this on an intellectual level, this understanding, by reflecting deeply upon this. And of course, the kind of the reconciliation of the rejection of intrinsic objective existence to things and the reality of everyday functions at the initial stage becomes a challenge. But as you reflect deeply upon this, you may arrive at a point where your understanding will be accompanied by a kind of a deeper feeling, like an emotion, an experience of an emotion, so that when you hear terms like self, instinctively you will have a recollection of its non-existence, and when you hear terms like emptiness, instinctively it will conjure the notion of dependent origination. So therefore, and as you deepen this experience, at the initial stage this is an intellectual understanding, but as you deepen this understanding, then it becomes more and more internalized, and it will be accompanied by not just an intellectual understanding, but a kind of a feeling. There will be a tone of experience, so that at some point dependent origination and emptiness will become equal or identical to your mind. Sorry, and this is how one understands the emptiness that is common to both sutra and tantra.
Dungye ke na tebe de yidi, da mindu shindu, da 동행이 나대기 아래 가르스 럽체 근데 지금 디두부터 줄로 치질로도 죄네 딱 뒤인데 볼이야 라마마보다 동행이 내는데 봐 차대기 아래 자 대라 삼다바이나 다다데 네 닝지 삼바이도다디 네 거바통 균전통 땐도 대화지기 랑신 끊을라 팬디 다 두비야지다 땐도 대화지기 이게 탑리야 딱 닝지 전부 당동한 쌤기 딩데 균전통에 관해 당황 제발 랑하며 제발 말해 저는 디여와 치고으로 쌤기 로강중은 랑균의 강사가 쌤 저도 멋있어 지하사에서 와 닝지 삼바 되게 저도 멋있어 직선 진도 가버려 저도 멋있어 지고 이제 뒤에 저도 멋있어 영향한테 당도 남아봐 뉴모 개배 왕기 저도 멋있어 지하사에 랑하며 저도 멋있어 지고도 와 뒤에도 와 자, 근데 이 산에 닝지 삼바 되니 쌤레야 떠서 남자로 스타 지용구 돈에 뒤 가봐야래, 중생야래, 편연야래, 랑게에 대배 당도 남아인도 쌤기 띵데 닝도야래. 지동에게 너희들 자네, 딱 가르쳐서 삼바르치게 할래, 현토를 지그러 봐. 중생 또한에, 거봐 중생 시에베 또한에, 닝지 미국 장유들 자네, 그도 이제 쌤으로 또, 지금 떠나는다고, 지금 승부를 내베이네, 띵데, 랑게 동에 파샤제, 샌지 동에 승부를 나야게 뽑아도 가. 닝도도 와, 당도 남아도 와. 그래서 디네인들, 롤러 캐버를 쉬워주었어요.
Then,
디네 디시 니버디기 대선도 마세베 개지 동네 찌기니 동네 망고 매주나 라르제르바다 랑라 닝지 삼바 고바디기 천뮤지기 따 생리에 머지고 중구 동네 대왕기 아니 시세 난간에 봐서 로아 시세 내주고 디시 단에 내주네 로아 동네 싸우셔서 하기 닝도 시키 맨놈 시키 제 윤두 아 치르르 뽑아든다 봐 디지든다 봐 닝도든다 봐 당구 쳐봐 포크 쳐봐 쳐도 와 말해 이 말해네 자 근데 인도 자네 애는 고추기도 와 자 근데 인도 개도 동네 찍이니 동네 망보 매버린 줄이야지 용구 도나 세전 댐베 동네 대 랑다 샤나 계산이 어디서 말해 야구도 와
So in verse 103, Shantideva explains how sufferings deserve to be removed in both from the point of view of conventional truth and from the point of view of ultimate truth as well. And then in verse 104, which he makes a very important statement, which reads, the sorrow felt in pity aggravates, you say. The pain already felt, so why engender it? But can the sting of pity be compared with all that other beings have to suffer? Here, I think Shantideva is making a very important point, because sometimes people may wonder, why should I, take upon myself an additional burden of pain by thinking about others suffering? I myself have enough pain and suffering. Why should I, add upon this this burden by taking on and sharing in others' pain? So here.
So that jumze tozu yare pena kishi lengri thamba ta changju be ada kasore be shara be loma cheni be changju sengri be kasore chama mo ibu tuju chunde be jimbare. Jazanga kong yang yang shungde gonda. Thai be simje ge dumeo gomu sheje.
这里面就是在那空子餐里啊浪荡无那个生命无定的东那个定定的这车也不行浪荡无那个生命这是那个好看三大名的那个大官无定的所属都有的那个几乎就在那个生命的话。And this is actually quite true. In Tibet, there was a great meditator and a master of compassion, Langri Thampa. He was a student of Sharawa. And Langri Thampa dedicated his life in the practice of compassion and Lojong. And it is said that Langri Thampa was constantly weeping. And he was known as the weepy Langri Thampa with a downcast expression. Because he was constantly reflecting upon others' pain. So, it is possible that by taking on additional sufferings of others, it may add on to one's own anxiety, level of fear, and pain. But what Shantideva is saying here is that the pain that you gain you experience as a result of sharing in others' pain is qualitatively different from the pain that you involuntarily experience without any control. So he says that if with that deliberate taking of others' pain, if it can help other sentient beings, then one should engage in it. And the point is that generally we define afflictions as those mental states and emotions that by their very arising afflicts us from within. So in that sense, yes, you know, sharing in others' pain can cause an affliction inside ourselves. But the difference here is that in the case of experiencing one's own pain and suffering, there is a lack of freedom. There is a lack of control. And it's an involuntary experience where, you know, quite often we become overwhelmed and kind of paralyzed, and also we feel kind of frustrated because there is no voluntary activity. The suffering just strikes you, whereas the pain that you experience as a result of sharing in others' suffering is a voluntary pain that you have adopted, although it may be a painful experience, but underlying that pain is a real sense of courage and also a real sense of determination. And on top of that, there is no element of a loss of freedom that we normally experience when we experience our own pain. So what we find here is a very amazing state of mind, where the individual who takes upon others' pain has a tremendous courage, a tremendous will, and tremendous determination, and which also provides the individual an ability to make his or her life meaningful, provide a deeper purpose, and also provides an opportunity. So if you think along these lines, then you will also be able to relate to the sentiments expressed by Shantideva in another part of the text, where he makes the aspirational prayer, as long as space remains and as long as sentient beings remain, may I too remain. It's in the chapter 10. As long as space remains, as long as sentient beings remain, may I too remain and dispel the sufferings of beings. So one can then relate emotionally to these kind of sentiments expressed.
Oh yeah.
So then we read, and if through such a single pain a multitude of sorrows can be remedied, such pain as this a loving being strives to foster in himself and others.
Tedra Juni Komjova, Shenji Dung, Shigawe, Pemens or Nabata, Nami Payan, Jugan Jur, Simjan, Nami Javana, Gawe Jazu Kain, but Tinijin, Chomino, Tabadevi, Tishisha, Lop Shubua. Tedra Shenji Tunshajan, Lomsum Tan, Wasarme, Chikdu Shandu, Lagawe, Namin Jibu Rame, Tere Chitra Chumun, Minileja Dasoma, Tishin Shana, Sonsimda, Ningji Semi, Tedra Cha. Dandine, Dakshin Jod. I was in the same place. 다 용도 매듭이 지쳐요. 영수. 저때 내 인도산에 간다. 다다 샨, 샨이 샨도 파 타르 무슨 말 하셔야 샨이. 머주는 남겨 타다니 무슨 자 탐지했어 샨이. 마르겐 심지어 탐지했어야 돼. 배에 자주 부르도 와. 와서 다 내 인도산에 하다 뒤숭구요. 디시 샨이 룰라야 다지 지 심미소. 다의 룰이 샨다동 샹워자들 가와메. 자다 다의 룰이 샨지 꿀자, 샨지 짜자. 다양 우두 우머지트한 나로야 사다 추다 메달로 메달건 배 신신도 다도 심전 탐지기 랑가 강미 제절 쇼 쓰자네 다 랑니 중어 처분 넣으신지 심전 타다가 롱 제자 다는 준주 나로야 사선 중어 처분도 남글신도 딱 봐요 심전 빡도 메봐요 남아 예수 신양 쇼 쓰자네 다 랑 다 그게 나스 신데 수도 지금 다 랑도 주야 가게 파매버려 다 가다 랑게 르 마 이 숨 계속 잡아 탐자로 샹드 버시그리아 다 믹셔 당연도 아니 샹지 제자라서 와 사실 내 인도산에 다 르니 샹다도 샤고터도 까매
And then in verse 106 Shantideva is alluding to a story of a bodhisattva who dedicated his life for the pursuit of altruistic activity. And then from verse 111, and then the actual practice of the exchanging of self and others start, beginning with Shantideva's argument that it is possible to make this exchange of self and others. And here he gives the example of how the sense of self in our case, in the case of individuals, arises naturally with relation to the physical basis, which in actual fact belongs to someone else's body, so parents, regenerative fluids, on the basis of which we then identify ourselves and call this is me and this is self. So he argues that through constant familiarization, familiarity, one will be able to then utilize the term us towards other sentient beings so that one can embrace all other sentient beings within this category of us and oneself. And here, and I think this is an important point, so that when we relate to other sentient beings, we do not have the notion of others as somehow constituting of someone or people out there at a distance, is somehow unrelated to us. And here I feel that the Tibetan cultural habit of using expressions such as mother sentient beings is truly wonderful, regardless of whether individual Tibetans are capable of fully embodying that ideal, but the simple act of using that expression on a daily basis, or mother sentient beings, really conveys the ideal of embracing all beings into this category of us and relate to oneself, and especially if someone in the who's brought up in this kind of conditioning, cultural conditioning, is able to relate deeply to the sentiments, this ideal of referring to all sentient beings as mother sentient beings, then if someone has truly embodied that ideal, then such activities as killing other beings and causing harms to other beings will be almost impossible because of having internalized that ideal. So in verse 112 we read we read, why then not identify another's body, calling it my eye, and vice versa? Why should it be hard to think of this, my body, as another's? So here Shantideva is making the point that one should be able to extend this identification towards others and embrace them. And here, if someone is truly living this ideal of embracing all other beings as oneself, and then dedicates one's life to the to bringing about the welfare of these sentient beings, then one can relate to sentiments expressed in Nagarjuna's Ratnavali, the precious garland, where he says that just as the natural elements of the great natural elements of the world, such as earth, water, fire, and wind, and so on. And may I be, you know, may every part of my being be of service, of sustenance to all other sentient beings. Similarly, Shantideva makes these sentiments, aspirations in his text, that just as the great natural elements of the world, may I, since a Bodhisattva practitioner has dedicated
his own,
this is in chapter 3, since the Bodhisattva practitioner has dedicated his or her entire being to the welfare of other sentient beings, then just as the sentient beings would partake and utilize, partake in nature and utilize the various resources of the nature for their own sustenance and well-being, in the same manner, Shantideva makes the point that those who have dedicated themselves fully should then dedicate their entire being, view their own existence as purely for the purpose of fulfilling others' welfare.
Tadi lebar siapa guanes? Ani dengi dengzin yang su tawa dans, rang jinjin de, ani pa tor, sukchung dang, xianlang wang de kumbang xia si, ani xian jinjin de, ta pa kaso le, ma ji wei ji ji wei guanes guan de bei a ge, ani kumji dian ge de, zhi sun xia. Qi da la guo la shuo guo, lü jin yan la yin du da le, ti xin zhuo wei yan la du. 지시 류전남 민두 다 가단 도아 샘젠 다 동해 민두바다 동해 민두바다 대원 대배 샘젠 샘이 들리지기 야오 삼 코안의 중나 샘 남게 태두베 샘젠 샘 들리지기 삼로 야오 코레 이나 아니 심지 체라고 참말로 디다 차셰르시 차인구도 와 디신 조에 양라도 지시 류전 체라고 민두시 다 지루코 증언에 즉 사무실 내용이나 애니코 담아시 든드샤 애니 지라고도 일이 탐자로 아니야 팬드룸 주로 용구리스 느송샤 지라 담이 륜들로 권배 따기 론중어 디시스미젠 샹라야 권배 따로 지민중 대단한이 생기든 재장어서 론민중 등이진의 세수는 랄라로 민중신 태치도 중문의 민예래자 다송어 디신 로라 숭심도 닝지스미의 권벌을 차 대형공부 전에서 두시천변 좋아이 코르지 지방 세베지 랑게 찬야 친지럽 딱 딘르르베 다 냠니 지아디 레 담보발라 깔레 카고도 요르디 이네 깔레 치도 미체디 니드르 콤베 투이니 강기 민준 지방야 디니메나 메커르 조스 땡에 다스 땅에야 땡에야 지 보셔 셔베케 말다다 르시 조르지 제네다 제가 로숨 소라나도와 근데 동이 걸 삼도 담으래. 자, 들으시 때 패진 고등 사실 용서래 삼벌지. 삼년 나는 그냥 예바로 그러지 년이도 자네. 다 고등 토스는 내 기년 교수 그 사람이 봐게 기년 교수 삼벌지. 쉬고 쉬고 자연소. 전주선 삼단은 아직 로데도 모자 전부다 쉬고지래디. 단 이제 카오래 삼년 전대기. 대네 아니 준주슈 아니 준주 삼단 아니 렌지창의 삼단. 아니 샤야다 슝멍군한다 자주성과 실수원고로 다시네 드네 사무스다인데 아니 연주시네야 자주성스들도 생기 띵네 제 자주성 사무스다는 가야가 교육교 지 소화 캔사를 지용하는 지 자 드리 인자네 어다 드리 깔레 침도 미치디스 다만의 기니에 겨우 삼는 다 다들 자주성도 가오를 삼 텐데도 이네 다가 도스 때 대대베 있나 에 도용으로 봐 다 이네 도스 마대베체 지 배주르체 배주르체 다 가도스네 에 자주성스들도 조부니시디 잔 누구 주네 전주급습 네 경고 주네 전주급습 에리
아야 So then Chandradeva explains in verse 113 the need to reflect upon the disadvantages of self-centeredness and self-cherishing, and the advantages and benefits of cherishing others' welfare. And then on the basis of that, he explains that one must distance from self-cherishment and embrace the practice of cherishing others. Then he then goes on to explain how just as the various parts of the body are part of the overall body, and when you have the understanding of the need to take care of your body, you'll be able to extend that same care to the entire part of the body. Similarly, if through your practice you're able to cultivate a deep sense of empathy and concern for the entire sentient beings, then you will be able to relate to individual sentient beings in a similar manner, because individual sentient beings belong to the same category which you have embraced as us. So he explains how this is possible. And then in verse 119, he then says, acknowledges that such practice may be very difficult on the beginner's stage. So we read, and so we should be undeterred by hardships, for by influence of use and habit, people even come to grieve for one whose very name strikes terror in their hearts. So what he's saying is great challenge and difficulty for beginners, practitioners, but one should not avoid because of that difficulty and because of that challenge. And in my own personal case, although I'm not saying this to boast about my own experience, but in my 30s, I spent an extended period of time reflecting deeply upon emptiness and meditating on emptiness. And as a result of which, I remember reaching a point where my understanding of the nature of cessation, the true cessation, was quite deepened, and to the point where I used to feel, yes, I can now see the possibility of attaining true cessation. And when and if and when I do attain that state, I'm going to take a long rest. So I used to feel that. And whereas compared to meditation on emptiness, when I thought about, when I turned my thoughts towards bodhicitta, the awakening mind, of course I truly admire the ideal of bodhicitta, but I used to feel that, well, this is a wonderful ideal, this is truly great ideal, but in practice very hard. So there was a kind of a distance, although I cherished the ideal, but there was in my mind a much closer sense to the practice of compassion, practice of emptiness. However, as a result of meditating and reflecting deeply upon the teachings on bodhicitta, the awakening mind, particularly reading very closely Nagarjuna's Precious Garland, Chandradeva's Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life, and many other Mahayana texts that explain in great detail the practices of bodhicitta, over time my heart has drawn much closer to bodhicitta, and then to the point where now, when I think about bodhicitta, it immediately creates a tremendous experience and feeling, emotion in me, so much so that I could claim that for me, although I cannot claim to embody the actual ideal and the realization in me, but I can claim that bodhicitta is my best friend. So for me, so much so that for me, when I'm alive, it is the bodhicitta, practice of the bodhicitta is the key. If I'm dying, bodhicitta is the key. If I'm in my intermediate state, the bodhicitta will be the key. In my next life, bodhicitta will be the key. Whether I am happy, bodhicitta will be the key. When I'm experiencing misfortune, bodhicitta will be the key. And when I'm dealing with friends, bodhicitta will be And the key, when I'm confronting my enemies and dealing with my enemies, bodhicitta will be the key.
Sadhana, everybody, of course, have the same potential. They entirely depend on our effort, our determination, and the conviction. That's important. But here is a conviction, not just mere faith, but by analytical meditation. That's very important. Yeah, that is what it is. Kanshi dada shana ni nyudu jabaran deva de dada shantu jeshao sanya thamba jabara chas. Bangone, che ngaranju sim marungba de shishi tuwa. Any?
So then in verse 120, Shantideva makes a summation saying that those of us who genuinely aspires to attain the full omniscience of the Buddhahood, then there is no other path but to engage in the practice of bodhicitta, exchanging self and others. So we read, those desiring speedily to be a refuge for themselves and all others, other beings, should interchange the terms of I and other, and thus embrace a sacred mystery.
Shudunguyura,
in the early days, in 1959 and early 1960s, I had a Tibetan translator. So every time he had to translate and speak in English, he would wet his lips first. And especially there were a few letters such as F, which is difficult for the Tibetan tongue.
Is then it like France or French or like that? Then usually we have the sound like France. For poor. Like that. When I was young, you see, in Norbulinga, I used to play with some, let's say, sweeper. So some of these sweepers are ex-soldier. So at that time, you see, our soldier, you see, trained by sort of these English words.
No.
So fire, they say fire, like that. That 남의 세균은 개발 수식 류대는 뇌지 송든 최지기 늘 수식 다신도 따라면지 예매지스다 양지배 로종든 내 재인이잖아요 그게 류가 소하고 잡으러 봐 든든히 매니스냐 안 그 류를 지 제신으로 숙성부지기 뒤에 양지 냠내는 발제를 되고 용습의 인도 양지 송샤
And then in verse 21 onwards, Shantideva explains practices of dealing with possible attachment to one's body, which may come in the way of cultivating bodhicitta and mind training. Generally, sometimes it is possible that because our human body is always present, and so our relationship with our body can come in the way of particularly strong attachment, can come in the way of practicing mind training. So in these stanzas, Shantideva explains thought processes which could help overcome this, deal with this.
Oh yeah, that's it.
So we'll stop here.